Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. You're listening to part 8 of the 2014 AVN Awards Voting Podcast Series. It is an annual event. We started a couple years ago. People seem to enjoy it. I certainly like doing it. Please go back, listen to part 1 for all of the details. All you need to know is I am a voter for the AVN Awards, which is the Big Adult Film Awards. A couple hundred categories, several hundred nominees. We go over them. We sort of go down the list, avnawards.com, if you want to follow along. You can hear what we're doing. That's kind of it. Just one thing you need to know, sliding scale or a ranking system for voting. So if there's 15, we got to rank all 15. So if I talk about what comes in fifth versus fourth, you'll know why. Kind of matters. Please, feedback on the page. That's worked really well. Thank you again, Don Houston. Actually, we'll do Don's at the end. He had a good thing from a couple podcasts ago, and also drop me a line, Roger@RogReviews.com, Twitter, Roger T. Pipe at Twitter, and that's it. We're going to speed right into this. Again, avnawards.com, nominees, about halfway down. We're starting with Best Parody Comedy. Can't Be Martin, it's a XXX parody from Evasive Angles, Clerks XXX, Evil Head, Grease XXX, Just In Beaver Fever, Karate Kid XXX, Laverne and Shirley XXX, Not South Park XXX, Not The Wizard of Oz XXX, Official Next Friday parody from Zero Tolerance, Orgy University from Vivid, which is a Carrie parody, This Ain't Homeland XXX, This Ain't Star Trek III XXX, The Walking Dead, a hardcore parody, and Welcome Back Kotter XXX. Some good ones here and some bad ones. This is the kind of category where I think we could cut about five of these nominees. There just are not enough quality good parodies here. Clerks was very good. Very, very clever by Vivid. I really like the way they wrote Clerks. Evil Head was very good. I think Evil Head and Walking Dead, very similar. I liked Evil Head a little better as a comedy. Grease was very good, as was Not South Park and Not Wizard of Oz, all from X-Play. The problem here, I think, with some voters is if they like the Will Ryder style, which one are we going to pick? I think I'm tempted to say Grease, because I think the music is just really good and the makeup. Wizard of Oz, though, is fantastic and really ambitious. So those are all good. Of the Dream Zone stuff, Karate Kid, I'm sorry, I hated Karate Kid. That was horrible. Really thought it was an awful parody. Welcome Back Kotter was pretty good. Laverne and Shirley was okay. I liked Clerks. I liked Orgy University as well. And Star Trek I liked. This Ain't Star Trek 3 I liked. Best Parody Drama, Barbed Wire XXX, Breaking Bad XXX, Gia, A Lesbian Supermodel, Iron Man XXX, Lone Ranger XXX, Man of Steel XXX, three of the OMGs, OMG it's Dirty Dancing, OMG it's The Ghost, OMG it's Leaving Las Vegas, Paranormal Activity, She-Hulk, Superman vs. Spider-Man, This Ain't Die Hard, Wolverine, and the XXX Adventures of Hawkman and Hawkgirl. Again, not a very strong category. Barbed Wire was pretty good for style. Breaking Bad, I think, was well acted, but just kind of a mess. Gia was okay. Iron Man was all right. The Axel Braun superhero stuff is pretty good. I think I like Superman versus Spider-Man, the best of the three. Lone Ranger was all right. Man of Steel was okay. Dirty Dancing was the best of the Septo parodies, I think. She-Hulk was kind of interesting. I think I would go with Spider-Man versus Superman here. Die Hard also wasn't bad. Best POV Release. Anal Workout 2 from Elegant Angel. Really good movie, by the way. Anal Workout 2, fantastic. Barely Legal POV 15. I Fuck Them All 2 from Everhard. The Hooker Experience from Kevin Moore. Very interesting. Very interesting movie. Kevin also had Panty Pops 8, which is good if you like people finishing on panties. The Schoolgirl POV line. Number 9 is in here from New Sensations. I really like that line. Watch Me Cuckold You from White Ghetto Films. Interesting idea. Not great execution on that movie. POV Punk 7 was good if you like punk rock girls. POV Jugfuckers 5 from Darko. Really good. Really, really good. So don't want to give too much away, but yeah, Jugfuckers 5 was pretty good. Best POV series. Now, this is a smaller category. They've got looks like 9 instead of 15. Best POV series. And tell me yours. You know, you guys, if you've got one. Barely Legal POV from Hustler. Housewife 101 from Naughty America. I like that series. Panty Pops from Kevin Moore. Perry Vision, David Perry. POV from North Pole, the Peter North POV. Fantastic. Long-running, great POV series. A Pure POV from Cruel Media. Spandex Loads from Kevin Moore. Tan Lines from Kevin Moore. Up Close and Hardcore from Team Skeet. Now, here we run into the same problem. Kevin Moore has three lines. Panty Pops, Spandex Loads, and Tan Lines. Which is the best? Depends. You like spandex, you like panties, or you like tan lines? I like the Tan Lines series the best. You know, I'm a SoCal guy. Spent all my youth at the beach, so Tan Lines have a special place in my heart and my sexual spank bank, as it were. Of these series, I think I like the Tan Lines series and the North Pole POV. I don't see any Mike John stuff here, though. The Mike John, Tim Van Swine stuff is missing, and I really like it. So I'd like to see more of that. POV Pervert is one of my favorite series. If you'll excuse me, I am drinking Shock Top tonight to sort of lubricate the podcast procedures. Procedures? Whatever. Do these things live. All right, best POV scene. These are tough, man. I mean, when it comes down to voting for these, a lot of this, let's be honest, it comes down to who your favorites are as a voter. Am I going to like an Asa Akira POV scene because I like Asa Akira? Probably. Speaking of, is there an Asa Akira scene on here? Probably. Okay, Anal Workout 2, we talked about that. The Ashley Fire scene is in there. Good one. Mike John, Elastic Assholes 11. The AJ Applegate scene with Tim Von Swine. Love that scene. Love, love AJ Applegate. Once again, a shout out to AJ Applegate. Hey, send us a picture. We'll put it up. We'll talk about it on the podcast. You know, we'll talk about you on the podcast. Yes, we will. In fact, I'm going to take a moment to go to Twitter right now and put out a call for some eye candy right this very second. All right, the request for eye candy is out there. We'll see if we get anything. I will be watching the Twitter feed as we do this. Great. Multitasking is always good. Multitasking makes for great audio, I've noticed over the years, doing radio shows. Fantastic. So we will go back now to our awards. We're in Best POV Scene. The Hooker Experience from Kevin Moore has two. So Kevin's got a couple of scenes in there. One with Maddie O'Reilly, one with Jada Stevens, both from The Hooker Experience. Good scenes, both of them. Eye Candy also got two. Annika Albright with Mick Blue and Ash Hollywood with Mick Blue. Annika and Mick is a great scene. Housewife One-on-One, number 28, Molly Bennett. Inked Angels with Angelina Valentine. Like that one, Schoolgirl POV 9, we talked about that up above there. Riley Reid and Xander Corvus. Riley Reid POV is pretty damn hot. Let's see, any girls in here twice? I don't see any girls in here twice. So it just kind of depends on who you like. You know, the Annika Albright scene was great. The AJ Applegate from Elastic Assholes 11, one of my favorites. Best Pro-Am release. This is one of those we talked about last year. What does Pro-Am mean anymore? Did it ever really have a solid meaning? You'll see what's up here. Amateur Introductions from Amateur Allure, which is, these are first-timer or close to first-time girls, but they eventually become porn girls, so is it really Pro-Am? Brand New Faces 42, that's the Vivid line. Love it. It's my favorite new girl line in porn. Has been for a long time. They're up to 42 now. It's still fantastic. Breaking Them in 18, which is Vince Voyer, but he hires really good girls. Casting Couch Amateurs. Come Fiesta from Reality Kings. Come Swallowing Auditions, also from Amateur Allure. Dorm Invasion 5, that's one of those reality porn series that's supposed to be just normal people. Filthy Young Amateurs, First Time Auditions, Girl Next Door, Look Dead, I'm in Porn, which is a great title. New Chicks, New to the Game, excuse me there, a little too much Shock Top. Porn Auditions and She's New from Team Skeet. Best release, the Breaking Man 18 one was really good as far as a single release. So was Brand New Faces 42. Series, again, same thing, Amateur Angels. That's from Fallen Angel. That's a long time series. It's been very good. Bang Bus is always a lot of fun. Brand New Faces, I love. Casting Couch Amateurs, Come Fiesta, Dorm Invasion, First Time Auditions, Fuck a Fan from Immoral, which is fun. That to me is Pro-Am because you're talking about guys who are not porn stars and getting in there and performing. I like that. Girl Next Door, Hustlers All New Beaver Hunt, In the VIP Room, which is sort of, again, this is what happens at parties. Looked at him in porn, New Girl in Town, Fatties, Rhymes and Dimes, and She's New. On this list, give me Brand New Faces, Fuck a Fan, and Dorm Invasion. I'll take those. Now, a new or fairly new category, best romance movie. Now, that's everybody seems to be coming up with their own romance lines these days, and I think that's a good thing overall. And they're putting them together for their own award. Smash Pictures, Wicked Pictures, those are the ones you're going to see, and the New Sensations you're going to see here mostly. Bittersweet and Broken Hearts from Smash Pictures were both very good movies. A little lower budget than some of the others, but very good. Wicked had Change of Heart, First Crush, Getting Schooled, Harvest Moon, If You Only Knew, Meant to Be, Secret Admirer. All those were Wicked's. La Boutique, Digital Playground's only entrance here. Made for Love, Adam and Eve. Good movie, by the way. I saw that one. Paint and What Do You Want Me to Say from Girlfriends Films. Both are pretty good. The Submission of Emma Marx and The Temptation of Eve from New Sensations. I like The Submission of Emma Marx a lot. The best of this bunch, I think. Paint from Girlfriends Films was also good, but I really like Submission of Emma Marx. Excellent, excellent movie. Best safe sex scene. So now you're taking sex scenes with condoms and you're putting them in a separate category. This kind of sets us up for an interesting discussion and debate. So the question becomes, can a safe sex scene not compete with a regular sex scene? Is that what we're really saying here? I think most fans would agree with that. Part of the reason that people don't like condoms, or some people don't like condoms, is because the sex scenes just aren't as hot. So in most of these are coming from the romance series, similar type of movies anyway. Cabaret Desire from New Sensations. I love Bang Productions is in here. Dorm Invasions has a scene in here. Boy Girl from Den of Espoli, Gisli and Emmanuel Ferrara. Two from Hotel Notel, Bonnie Rotten, Eric Everhard, and Kehlani Leigh and James Dean. What else is on here? TNA, Alexis Texas and Tommy Gunn. Really good scene, by the way, and a good movie. The other scene with John Strong and Alexis Texas was fantastic, too. And then there's a Transsexual Babysitters 23 scene in here. And then an unplanned orgy scene from Porno Dan and Pure Play. So lots of different styles here. There's some romance. There's some, I guess you'd call it, you'd have to say Gonzo. Chonga's 4 from Bang Productions. Jordana Heat, that's a Gonzo series. Sex from Wicked, Rekindled from Wicked. Lots of Wicked stuff in here, obviously. You know, the Alexis Texas scene stands out for me. So, and Kehlani Leigh, James Dean. I mean, come on, Kehlani Leigh is still to me one of the absolute prettiest and most stunning women in the industry, I think. What do you guys think? And there you go. There's your open topic is condoms. And what do we think about them? We'll leave it at that, and we'll switch over to some feedback rather than do any more categories. And if we go to the feedback from episodes, this is it. This is live. This is why you shouldn't do this live. Here we go. Part 5 of the Raj podcasts. We discussed best DVD extras. That was a category in part 5. And I think my question was, what do you guys think is a good DVD extra? Trailers, photo galleries, BTS reels, additional sex scenes. What really kind of works for you as a viewer or as a critic? And Don Houston from X-Critic wrote in on extras, I prefer one all-new bonus scene to three already released and unrelated to the current movie. That's true. I don't always mind it. For example, Wicked will usually give you three bonus scenes with the stars of the movie. So, you know, if you happen to like Stormy, you're probably going to get one or two extra Stormy scenes. A new one would be nice, certainly. But as long as they're, even if they're unrelated to the movie, if they're related to the stars, that's good. And on some of the others, like New Sensations, usually will fit from a theme. So if it's a big boob movie, they'll pull it from another in the same series. I like the BTS features that include the performers talking about current events and their lives, or getting into some solo action. We see some of that, some little uncensored BTS stuff. I couldn't care less about photo galleries. I think trailers are usually overrated, and the web links that rarely work do not impress me much either. I agree. Photo galleries, I just don't think are that interesting anymore. it's just too easy. We see too much of our stuff online with the images anyway. Trailers, I think, are okay. Web links, it's usually just a list of their websites. The striptease material, like Leigh Wood from Evil Angel offers at times, is appreciated. The rare audio commentary, if done by those involved with the movie or having a lot of background information about it. I agree. I do like the audio commentary sometimes. Kind of like with mainstream movies. I don't listen to them all the time, but when I do, they can be pretty good. And interviews with the directors, like Wicked tend to do, are appreciated as well. I think Don's kind of right on. I mean, it depends how much you want to see the behind-the-scenes stuff. How much do you care about the makeup that goes into a movie, or, you know, the on-set interviews and stuff like that. That really kind of, you know, I think bonus scenes are easy, and it's a bit of a cop-out on my part, I'll admit, because it's extra porn, and that makes it good. But, you know, that's, appreciate that. Don, thank you very much for that. We did not, it looks like, get any Twitter feedback. We will continue that tomorrow, though. I will ask again and again and again and see what we get. So that's all for now. This was part 8. Hopefully you'll be around for part 9. I'm Roger Pipe of RogerViews.com. Check out our sponsors, HotMovies.com, SugarDVD.com. If you have any questions or comments, leave it on the page or drop me a line, Raj@RogerViews.com. Thanks to AVN for the opportunity to vote and for supporting me in these podcasts and letting you see a little bit about how the voting is done. Thank you very much.